And the question we are answering,
我们今天要回答的问题是
Why did David say, "The Lord is my shepherd"?
为什么大卫要把耶和华称为他的牧者？
He gives us many reasons why he could say that.
他也列举了其中的很多原因。Yes, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay. So one of the things that you'll have to think about.
就是有一件事情你要想的是。
Is David gives us all these reasons.
大卫给了我们诸多原因。
About how he knew God.
是他如何了解主的。
And then he changes.
然后他也改变了。
And he makes it personal.
他把它变成一个很私人的事情。
He starts out by saying, "I know God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, even when life takes me through dark valleys."
他在起始的时候说，我知道耶和华是我的牧者，即使我走过死荫的幽谷。
This is the most read psalms at most funerals.
这个呢，其实这个歌呢是在最多的葬礼上被大家演唱的。
Of 150 psalms, the 23rd psalms is the most popular.
在这个150篇的诗篇中，这一篇呢其实是最受欢迎的。
If you ask people that may not even come to church, what is your favorite, and they would say the 23rd psalms.
即使你问不来教会的人，他也会说第23篇是他最喜欢的。
How many people in here have ever memorized the 23rd Psalm?
你们中有谁已经能够背下来这一篇了呢？
Quite a few people will have learned that Psalm.
或者有人已经知道这个。
I learned it when I was 14 years old.
我是14岁的时候了解到这首赞美诗的。
And it's one of those you'll never forget.
但是你一旦了解了，这就很难忘掉。
The history would tell us that many people, as they were going to their graves being martyred, they quoted the 23rd Psalms.
就是历史上就是有很多人，当他们走过艰难的时候，他们都会来引用这首诗篇。
And it's all about a lot of emotions in this Psalms.
这一首诗篇其实也饱含感情了。
The key idea that David's getting across to us.
大卫想要我们表达的主要的意思是
Because the Lord is my shepherd.
因为耶和华是我的牧者。
He's my protector.
他是我的保护人。
He's my leader.
他是我的引路人。
He guides me.
他指引着我。
And the very essence, he is all that I need.
就是最重要的是他就是我一切我所需要的。
Because of him, I lack nothing.
就是因为他我不喜欢任何其他的东西。我必不缺乏。
One thing, at the time of this writing, the Bible doesn't tell us what David was going through.
有一件事在圣经上没有提到的，就是当大卫写这个诗篇的时候，他正经历着什么。
But the word sheep is used over 500 times in the Bible.
但是羊羔这个词在圣经中是被使用了超过500次。
So it sounds like an important animal.
所以听起来好像是比较重要的一种动物。
And the Lord says that he is our shepherd.
耶和华说他是牧者。
Let's look at David. What was he doing before he wrote this psalm.
那我们来看一下大卫在他写这首诗歌的时候他在做什么。
He was a shepherd.
他曾经也是一个牧者。
But he became a king.
一个牧羊人，但他后来成为国王。
So he had been out in the fields caring for his dad's sheep.
所以他曾经照顾过很多的羔羊。
The only time I've ever seen a shepherd was when I was in Kenya, Africa.
我唯一见过这个牧羊人的是在这个非洲的肯尼亚。
And it seemed to be boring. So if I had to sign up for it, I probably would not do that. But in the Old Testament and New Testament, they were very special people.
但是在圣经的新约和旧约中，牧者都是很特别的人。
So David had been a shepherd, and now he was a king, and he's old, and he's writing Psalms 23.
所以大卫呢，他是曾经做过牧羊人的，后来又做了国王，后来他年老的时候呢，就写了诗篇的第23篇。
So as an old man, do you think he would have had chance to see how the Lord had been his shepherd?
所以你想他作为一个年老的长者，他是否曾经能够体会到耶和华作为牧者的经历？
When you read his story in the Bible, do you see that he went through challenges?
那你读到在圣经中大卫故事的时候，你是否觉得他也经历过不少的磨难？
He was a man who experienced many disappointments.
他其实经历过很多的失意。
He had experienced tragedies.
也经受过很多的伤痛。
But he was still called a man after God's own heart.
但是他还是要把自己称为这个他是他把上帝放在他的心中。
He had seen God provide.
他看到过上帝为他提供他所需的。
And he had been considered a leader.
他也被认为是一个领导者。
By God.
他是被上帝带领着。
So the 23rd song uses a metaphor.
所以这个诗篇第23篇是要用了一个比喻。
Of God being the shepherd.
就是耶和华是一个牧者。
And in the New Testament, we see Jesus as the shepherd.
但是在新约中呢，我们看到是耶稣是牧者。
So what are some of the emotions you get when you read Psalms 23?
那当你读诗篇23篇的时候，你心里会涌动着哪些情愫呢？
If you're having a bad day, it gives you peace.
如果你这一天过得不好的话，它其实会给你宁静。
It gives you contentment.
它可以带来满足。
It can be a comfort.
可以让你感到安慰。
It can arouse trust.
让你觉得信任。
And give you peace and calmness.
让你得到安静祥和。
And that is what the world needs, isn't it?
这也是我们这个世界所需要的，是吧？
Do you think that we're living in a time when the world is anxious?
你觉得我们生活在一个城市也好，世界也好，都很焦虑，是什么感觉？
People are nervous.
人们都很紧张。
There's political unrest.
也有这个政治上的不稳定。
There's medical problems.
有很多医疗问题。
People are confused about religion and what they believe.
人们对他们的信仰，也抱有怀疑。
Many people spend a lot of energy to prove why they don't believe.
有很多人花很大的力气，试图证明自己为什么不能够信仰上帝。
And David is saying, "Don't allow pride to keep you from the shepherd."
那大卫就说呢，不要让你的骄傲使你远离你的牧者。
Look at verse 1 of Psalms 23.
我们来看这个23篇的第一节。
The Lord is my shepherd and I have everything I need.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And he wasn't saying that he never needed money. He didn't need food. He's saying, when I have Jesus, I have everything I need.
大卫并没有说他需要钱和食物，他只是说有了主之后，他就有了一切。
This started back in Genesis in the Garden of Eden.
这个也可以追溯到创世纪的伊甸园里的故事。
God created man and woman.
上帝造了男人和女人。
And they walked in this beautiful garden.
他们走进这个漂亮的花园。
And it says God went out every day and communicated with them.
那上帝每一天都跟他们说话。
God created the first man and woman for fellowship.
他造了第一个男人和女人，让他们彼此相伴。
Even when it went seriously wrong,
即使当事情变得不好的时候，
in Genesis chapter 3,
在创世纪的第三章，
and they disobeyed God,
他们没有遵从主，
He still pursued them with love.
他还是很爱他们。
Look at verse 2 and 3 of Psalms 23.
再来看这个第23篇的第二节。
He shares that the shepherd gives him rest.
他说这个牧者给了他安歇。
How many of you stop and take rest?
你们中间有多少人现在已经不怎么休息了？
Do we try to work 70 hours a week?
我们是不是一周工作七天？
I consider myself a very busy person.
我觉得我就已经很忙了。
And that's why I was a little surprised.
所以我就有点吃惊。
When my doctor asked me this week, "Are you still working?"
当我的医生问我的时候，你是不是还在上班？
He's assumed that I retired.
他觉得我应该是已经处于退休状态了。
But even if we work, there's still a time that we have to rest.
但即使我们工作很忙，但是也应该学会休息。
Because even God, when He created the earth, He took a day to rest.
因为即使忙碌如主，他创造世界，但他也还休息了一天。
I have a funny story.
我有一个很好玩的故事。
I try to take Sunday as my day of rest.
我想用这个礼拜天来作为我的休息日的。
But because people in my church know that,
但是因为这个我所在教会的人知道这件事儿。
They try to visit me on that day of rest.
他们就试着来探访我那一天。
If I don't park my car on a different street,
我要是不把我的车趴在不同的街上
，They would just drop in.
他们就觉得我在家，就会进来。
But God has told us take a day to rest, take time to rest.
但是这个上帝告诉我们说要花时间，花一天来休息。
And God, David says He leads me to a peaceful place.
那这个大卫就说呢，他引领我到一个安静的地方。
So where is that for you?
那对你来说，这个地方在哪呢？
So you find a place that you can have rest and peace.
所以你也要找到一个地方，你可以休息，也可以获得安宁。
So God knew that we had physical needs.
所以上帝其实知道我们是有身体上的需要的。
Because He provided food for us, water for us.
因为他为我们提供食物和水。
Just as a shepherd knew that his sheep had to have good food and water.
就像一个牧者知道他的羊群是需要食物和水的。
The shepherd would look out for everything that the sheep needed.
这个牧羊人呢，实际上是会到处寻找他羊群需要的东西。
And God does that for us as our shepherd.
那上帝呢，也是作为一个牧者，也是这样为我们做的。
God renews His strength.
这个上帝呢是能够让我们重新获得力量。
David even says that God empowers him.
那个大卫说呢，上帝是赐予他力量。
In other words, God gave him hurdle helps when he had difficulties.
那就是在他遇到困难的时候呢，上帝是会帮助他克服困难。
And there were times David was tired.
也有时候。大卫会觉得很累。
He was overwhelmed by his enemies.
他也会觉得因为他的敌人他难以支撑。
There were times that he was ready to give up.
他有时候也想放弃。
But he said, "God guides me."
但是他说主还是在引领我。
He's not left alone.
他主并没有抛弃他。
As a shepherd of sheep.
但作为羊群的牧羊人。
You did not even leave your sheep alone at night.
你甚至在夜里头都不会啊，就是离开羊群。
And that is God for us too. He doesn't leave us when we are sleeping.
这个主也是这样的。那我们睡觉的时候，主也不会离开我们。
He stays with us at all times.
他所有的时候都跟我们在一起。
And he protects us.
他保护我们。
From wandering outside.
当我们去到外面的时候。
In dangerous territory.
他保护我们，抵御外来的迫害，也保护我们，不处于危险之地。
Just like the shepherd did for the sheep.
就像这个牧羊人为羊羔所做的那样。
In the New Testament.
在新约里。
It told us Jesus would go look for that one sheep.
他说这个，耶稣是会去找那一只牧羊，一只羊羔。
If he was lost outside.
要是他走失了的话。
That's what he's saying to us today.
这也是他今天被派来的原因。
He's always looking out for our best interest.
他总是为我们的幸福在劳累。
Just like the shepherd would not let the sheep go over a cliff.
就像是牧羊人不会让一个羊羔走下很陡峭的山崖一样。
He is the sheep's protector.
他是会保护这些羊羔的。
And that's what God is for us.
他也这样保护我们。
In 23 verse 4,
在第四节，
David said,
大卫说，
Even if I go through the deepest, darkest, I would not be afraid.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
And he said there were two tools that kept him from being afraid.
这里，上帝使用了两个，用了两个工具，让他来保护他。
David said the shepherd used a rod and a staff.
大卫说这个，主用了杖和杆。
And that was to protect the sheep.
是为了保护羊群。
And if you look at a picture of a rod, it looked like a club.
你要是看过的话呢，这个杖呢，看起来像一个棒子。
And it would have nails in it.
上面有这个钉子。
And it would fight off predators.
就可以用来击退袭击者。
So the shepherd had to watch at all time for predators.
所以这个牧羊人其实是时刻警醒着，不让这个袭击者侵犯羊群。
And then he had a staff.
但他还有一个杆。
And that was just to move the sheep back into safety.
他用这个杆呢，就把羊群召回到安全的地方。
That's what the shepherd used to gently guide his sheep.
这个呢，他用杆是很轻柔的来引领羊群。
Is that like what God does for us?
这也像是上帝为我们做的。
He guides us with gentleness.
他是很温柔的来引领我们。
Because the Bible tells us that God speaks in a still, quiet voice.
因为圣经上说上帝说话是很沉稳宁静的声音。
He guides us and he protects Satan from us.
他是保护我们不受到撒旦的侵犯。
He does not allow him to devour us.
他不让这个撒旦攻击我们。
That is Satan's goal. He would like to devour us and silence our words.
其实撒旦呢，他是想要来攻击我们，然后也让我们说不出话来。
That started way back in Genesis chapter 3.
这个也要追溯到创世纪的第三章。
When Adam and Eve said, "I don't totally want to agree with what God has told me to do."
当这个在亚当眼里，他说我不是完全同意上帝所让我做的。
They were told, "You will be wiser than God if you eat from that tree."
那亚当和夏娃，他就告诉亚当和夏娃说，你要是吃了树上的果子，就会比上帝更聪明。
They said, when the serpent came, he says, you don't have to really listen to what God has said.
当这个蛇来的时候，他又说，说你不用完全听从上帝的旨意啊。
He didn't really mean that you couldn't do that.
他不是说你可以那么做。
But isn't that the message we receive today?
那难道不是你今天得到的信息吗？
He's saying, you can do that, that won't really be known.
就是撒旦也会跟你说，你可以做那件事情呀，没人知道。
That's not what God really meant.
这可不是上帝要说的。
You can get over on that.
你可以做了也不被人知。
But God is our shepherd.
但是上帝是我们的牧者。
And he's saying, I want the best for you.
他说我想要最好的给你。
Even if I go through the darkest valley.
即使我走过死荫的幽谷。
He says, I'm not going to be afraid.
他说我也不会害怕。
Do we ever go through valleys in this life?
我们在这个，你在今生中是否有好的？
David said, I'm not going to be afraid because the Lord is with me.
大卫说我不会害怕，因为这个我跟主跟我同在。
Have you ever thought, I'm not alone?
你有没有曾经想过，其实我并不孤单？
Many, many people today feel that they're alone in this big world.
今天有很多人都觉得在这个世上过得很孤单。
And that is why people will hurt themselves.
这就是为什么。
Could you turn that off for me? I apologize, I did not silence my phone.
这就是为什么有的人会伤害自己。
We're not alone when the Lord is our shepherd.
其实有主做我们的牧者，我们就不再孤单。
He provides a feast for us.
他在我们面前摆设筵席。
I would say that there has been days in the last 23 months.
我要说在过去的23个月里头有一些时候。
That I would get that little inkling like I'm alone in this world.
我也倾向于去想我在这个世上活得很孤单。
Because I would want to tell Pastor Cap something and he's in heaven, of course.
因为当我想告诉 Pastor Casper 什么事的时候，我知道他已经去了天堂。
And I would stop that moment and say, like, I'm all alone.
在那一刻我就会觉得我真的是很孤单。
But then I would hear the still quiet voice.
但是然后我就会听到这个很沉静的声音说。
And God is saying, I'm here.
这个主会说我就在这里。
You're not alone.
你并不孤单。
And it's encouraging.
这是很鼓励的。
So just as David trusted God as his shepherd,
就像大卫相信主是他的牧者一样。
I've had to stop and say, God, you are my shepherd. You're close.
那我也会好好想一想，然后说，上帝，你是我的牧者。
There's a lot of things that happen when you're in the valley.
当你在这个谷底的时候，其实会发生很多事情。
Just like the sheep, sometimes could find the best water.
就像这个羊有时候会找到最好的水源一样。
Sometimes they could find the best grass.
有的时候他们也会找到最好的青草。
When the shepherd took them in the valley.
当这个牧者把他们带到山谷的时候。
Sometimes that's when we get the closest to God.
有的时候那个也是我们跟主最接近的时刻。
Because when you think you have the world by your hand,
因为你要是觉得这个世界就在你手边的话，
you may not stop and say, God, I need you.
也许你就不会停下来去想上帝，我需要你。
And when the sheep are on the mountain,
当这个羊群走上山坡的时候，
and they're with their other sheep,
也碰到其他的羊群。
And they're enjoying being together.
他们在一起也很快乐。
They may not even realize that they need a valley experience.
他们甚至可能不会意识到他们是需要知道自己在谷里是怎么生活生存。
I asked my sister this question.
我也问了我妹妹这个问题。
When she was dying from breast cancer.
当她这个因为乳腺癌快要去世的时候。
What is something you would have changed about your life in this illness?
你觉得你如果这个一生你能改变什么？你会做改变什么？
And she said absolutely nothing.
她说我什么都不需要改变。
I found so much comfort in being close to God.
跟主如此接近，让我获得很多安慰。
He slowed me down.
他让我慢下来。
And he's been here with me all the way.
他无论何时都与我同在。
There's nothing I would have changed because the valley has been where I've met the closeness with God.
虽然是走过死荫的幽谷，但我觉得那是我跟他最近的时刻。我不需要改变任何事情。
I think in the Psalms that you'll see where David started talking about all that God was because he knew about God.
在这个诗篇中，他提到了这个，上帝所说的话，因为那是他知道的上帝。
Then he starts personalizing. I know him personally.
然后他又说到他自己对上帝的体会。
Because there are a lot of people that can talk about God.
因为有很多人可以持续可以谈论上帝，不停歇的谈论上帝。
But do they know him personally?
但是他们是否是有亲身的经历来体会过上帝？
They'll say he does this and he does that. He did miracles.
他们会说他做了这个，做了那个，做了很多的奇迹。
But you say, what has he done for you?
但是当你说那主为你做了什么的时候
，Oh, I'm not sure about that.
那我就不是很清楚了。
And so David is saying, I know all this about God, but I also know him personally.
但是大卫就说，他说我知道主做的这一切，但是我也知道他所为我做的。
Because then he changed from I to you.
因为他从这个我变成了你。
Notice that in verse 5, he starts saying in Psalms 23, you prepare.
对，在第五节的时候，他就开始说，是你为我。
You welcome me.
你为我摆设筵席。
So there's a change in David's relationship with God.
所以就是在这个关系里头呢，是有所变化。
David is saying, I have an intimacy.
大卫就说他和上帝有亲密的关系。
And he says, I know a lot about him, but I know him in my own life.
他可以说我知道主的很多事情，但是我也是通过我自己的生命来了解到他。
He starts talking to God. God, you do this for me.
他也开始跟主对话，说你为我做了这些。
You are the Lord Jehovah.
你是耶和华主。
So it's not enough to know about God.
所以你光只是了解上帝是不够的。
A man in my church recently said, "I'm learning about God."
我教会有一个人就跟我说，他说我正在学习主。
He says, "I'm studying the Muslim religion."
他说我有学穆斯林教。
I'm looking at Jehovah Witness.
我也看到了耶和华见证会。
He says, "And then I'm reading the Bible too."
我也在读圣经。
Because he was trying to learn all this information about God.
因为他试图学习有关主的所有的知识。
And I said, take a step of faith.
但是我说你应该是用信仰来学习。
And trust in God.
你需要信任主，相信主。
that changes the way you talk and think and feel.
那会改变你说的、做的和感受的。
David starts to say, I know that I can trust this God.
大卫也说到，他知道他可以相信主。
Because he says, I know this isn't the end.
他说 他知道这个就是末了。
So when your body is in a casket or urn, is that the end of it all?
所以当你的身体被放在棺材里头，或者是放在骨灰盒里的时候，那个是不是就是生命的终结？
No.
不是的。
There is forever.
其实是还是有永恒。
With God.
是跟主在一起。
And that's what David tells us in Psalms 23.
这也是大卫在二十三篇告诉我们的。
And verse 6, he tells us.
在第六节他说，
I know that your goodness and love will be with me all my life.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And then he says, it doesn't end there.Your house would be my home as long as I live.
然后他会说，在耶和华的殿中，他就会跟主同在，直到永远。
He says that I know that there is life after life.
他知道是今生之后还有生命。
Wouldn't it be sad if all life was ended here?
要是我们的生命就在这个世上结束了，是不是让人觉得很难过？
But God says, I go and I prepare a place for you.
但是上帝就为你应许了另外一个地方。
Because where I'm going, I want you to come.
因为当我去的时候，我要你跟我一起。
And so he tells us, this isn't all that there is, people.
他说这个，不是说只有现在这个地方。
He's saying that there is a place that you can choose to come where I am.
这还有一个地方你可以选择跟我同在。
So David was encouraged by this isn't all that there is to my life.
所以这个大卫就此受到激励，这并不是只是他生命的所在。
So I want you to think of Psalms 23.
所以我希望你能够好好思考诗篇二十三。
As a promise.
它其实是一个应许。
That God says you have everything you need when you have me.
是上帝说你有所有你需要的，你也有我。
I'm going to be your shepherd.
我会做你的牧者。
I'm going to be your guide.
我会做你的引路人。
Your protector.
你的保护人。
I will restore your soul.
我会重塑你的心里。
He didn't ever say the valley wouldn't be long.
他没有说过这个幽谷不会很长。
He didn't say the valley wouldn't create loneliness.
他没有说你在幽谷里待着的时候不会觉得孤单。
But he says, I am there with you.
他只是说我与你同在。
He didn't say you're never going to worry and be anxious.
他没有说你从来也不需要担心，也不会忧焦虑。
But he said, "My rod and my staff will guide you."
但是他说我的杖和竿会指引你。
He didn't say that you didn't have to fear death.
他也没有说你不用惧怕死亡。
But he says, "I will be there to dwell with you in the house of the Lord forever."
但是他说我会跟你一起住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
So it would be a sad ending to Psalms.
所以呢，这个诗篇也会让人觉得很难过。如果
to believe in God,
相信上帝
but not to totally trust Him.
只是相信他，但是并不信任他。
The Bible tells that even the devil believes there is God.
因为圣经上说，即使是魔鬼也相信存在有上帝。
But he doesn't have an intimate relationship with him.
但是他跟上帝却没有亲密的关系。
And that is a sad part for us.
这也是让我们难过的地方。
and stop trusting in ourselves.
所以我们要停止过于轻信自己。
It go against all the slogans that say just do it, you can do it.
然后呢也不要就是相信大家经常说的说就去做吧或者说你可以做到。
Because this is saying depend on the shepherd.
因为这个实际上是取决于我们的牧者的。
That you don't have to depend on yourself.
因为我们要依赖于我们的牧者而不是依赖自己。
You know the day when you say, "Oh, I blew it."
如果有一天你说我把这事情搞砸了。
And God said, "I'm still here."
那上帝会说我还在这儿。
I can forgive you.
我会原谅你。
I will provide for you.
我会为你提供你所需的。
All you do is just ask.
你所要做的就是祈求。
Keep Psalms 23 close in your life.
我建议你在这一生中都能够时常想到诗篇二十三。
Because it will be a comfort for you.
因为你会从中得到安慰。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。